Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Maseches Beit, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. So Mishnah Beis tells us as follows: Metzados Chayev Va'Of V'Dagim Sha'asal Me'erv Yom Tov. If you make traps for a chaya, a wild beast, or a bird, or fish, and you set the trap before Yom Tov, Lo Yitol Mehen B'Yom Tov Elim Kain Yodea Shenitzodu Me'erv Yom Tov. You're not allowed to take whatever was caught in those traps on Yom Tov unless you know that they were already caught in the traps before Yom Tov started. Then you could take that which was already in the traps and you're allowed to shech them and eat them on Yom Tov. But if you're not sure if they were already caught by the time Yom Tov started, it's going to be aser, because then they're muktzah, and that's and even the suffik muktzah is going to be problematic because it wasn't designated for use before Yom Tov started. Rav Gamliel, though, disagrees and says that the Chum did not aser muktzah in situations of suffik, and therefore you are allowed to remove them on Yom Tov. And the Gemara, the Mishnah, tells us a story where Rabbi Gamliel paskined like his shita. One time there was a non-Jew who brought Rabbi Gamliel some fish on Yom Tov, and Rabbi Gamliel had no idea whether those fish were caught before Yom Tov or they were only caught on Yom Tov. And Rabbi Gamliel said, it's totally mutter. They're not mukta. I just don't want to accept a gift from this nachri. Meaning he didn't want people to think that the reason he said no to the fish was because it was mukta. So he dafka went out of his way to say that it's not mukta. I'm just not in the mood for fish, or I don't want to get a gift from this particular non-Jew, or maybe from any non-Jew. Whatever his reason was for rejecting the gift, it had nothing to do with its mukta status. Mishnah Gimel, behema mesukenes. If you have an animal that's in danger of dying on Yom Tov, the owner wants to shech the animal so that its meat can be salvageable, because if it dies, then it's just going to be a nevela. But if you could shech it now before it dies, then the meat will be kosher. So the yishchot elim kein yesho husbiyom lechel men kazay sli. You're only allowed to shech in Yom Tov if there's a reasonable ochel nefesh purpose for it. So the only way to generate a reasonable ochel nefesh purpose is if it's possible at least to be able to eat a kazayis of roasted meat from that animal. But if there's not going to be enough time to eat a kazayis of roasted meat from that animal before Yom Tov is over, then it's not really for ochel nefesh. Rabbi Akiva omer afilu kazayis chai mibeis tzvichasa. It doesn't have to be that you have to have enough time to take a kazayis of meat and cook it. Even if you could eat a kazayis of raw meat, that would be enough, because sometimes people would eat raw meat. It doesn't have to be enough time to actually cook the meat. So as long as it's enough time to cut it, to shecht it and cut out a piece of meat and eat it, that would be good enough to allow you to shecht it on Yom Tov. Shchata basada, if you shecht this dying animal out in the field somewhere, and it's obvious to anybody that the animal wasn't shechted for the sake of having a Yom Tov su'uda, because then you would have brought it to your house to shecht it there, so you shecht it out in the field where obviously you're just trying to rescue the meat, then lo yaviyena bamota bamota, then you're not allowed to carry it back to your house on poles or stretchers, because that will bring all this attention, and that will be a bizayon to Yom Tov. Everyone, yeah, we allow you to shecht the meat, because normally, because we want you to be able to save the money, but carrying an animal on a pole or on a stretcher, that's already two people are doing that, and that's already making a big scene out of it, and that's not proper for Yom Tov. Avim maybe biyado evarim evarim. What you could do instead is bring it limb by limb at a time, and you'll take a bunch of trips from the field to your house, and that would be perfectly fine in a way that won't attract any attention. So Mishnah Beis, we learned that if you have traps that were set out to catch animals on Erev Yom Tov, Tanakama holds you're only allowed to take the animals from those traps and shech them if you know that they were already caught before Yom Tov, so they were muchan and not mukta. Ram Gamliel, however, disagrees, and he holds that even if it's a suffik whether they were trapped before Yom Tov, that's good enough, and that's why when a Nachri offered him fish on Yom Tov, he said, look, it's mutter, because I don't know if it was trapped before Yom Tov or not, I'm just not interested in receiving this matana. Then Mishnah Gimel, we said that if you have an animal that's about to die, you're only allowed to shecht it on Yom Tov to salvage its meat if there's going to be enough time to eat a kazayis of roasted meat, and Rabbi Akiva holds even a kazayis of raw meat from that animal. And but if you shecht an animal out in the field, you're not allowed to bring it into the city in a very public way with having two people schlep it on a pole. Rather, instead, what you should do is you bring it limb by limb into the home. But Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet.